Science has proven why a lot of things happen, including why girls fall in love with certain things that guys do. Now, we all have our own psychologies and they influence our brains and tell us what to say and do. If you gain a stronger understanding of a woman's psychology, then you will have a lot more luck when it comes to charming her and winning her over. So gents, today's video, I'm going to tell you all about the psychological tricks that will make a girl want you even more. Get ready, like and subscribe. The first one, so easy. Wear red on the first date. Red is the colour of romance. Think of a bunch of roses, lingerie, and that sexy red dress. What do they all have in common? Well, the colour red, of course. There is a science behind why we think red is so sexy. It's not just because advertising tells us so. We are naturally attracted to red and find people who wear it very sexy. You are more likely to attract a girl and make her want you when you are wearing red. It could be a red t-shirt, a jumper, or even a red jacket. So if you want to stand out from the crowd, then red is the way to go. Pay attention to your body language. You should always pay attention to your body language and how it comes across to girls. Now in 2011, an experiment was conducted that found that using very teeny tiny small gestures, such as talking slowly and leaning backwards, are all non-threatening cues that allow a date to feel more comfortable. Now remember that your date is effectively a stranger. They don't know you that well yet unless they are already your friend. So isn't it amazing that they feel more comfortable just from your body language? Open body language is a signal for confidence, and this can enhance your feelings of attraction. When you are using small gestures and leaning backwards, watch your date become more comfortable and feel free to add in some animated facial expressions. It's also important to remember to make eye contact and smile, because this helps when it comes to making a girl want you. Now, the balance between your non-verbal cues and the way that you are speaking will make you much more attractive in the eyes of your date, which is, come on, it's always a win. The next one taps into the senses, and that is to use both scent and sound to your full advantage. A group of psychologists from a university in Poland published a study in 2017, stating that the voice and smell of someone can be a biological determination of their attraction. Their research showed that a woman's smell indicated how fertile she is, while a man's smell indicates how dominant he is. Now, women tend to find lower pitch voices more attractive and more masculine. Men, however, prefer women to have a higher pitched voice and expect women with these voices to be thinner and healthier. Once men and women find themselves in relationships, they often try to match each other's voices, with men going higher and women going lower. It's also worth mentioning that in a separate study, women and men who had sexier voices were more likely to be unfaithful. Now, both scent and voice are extremely important in attracting a lady, and they are things to consider when you are trying to impress them. You can change someone's perception of you. If you have ever fallen for a friend, you will know that your perception of that person changed. One moment they were just a friend who you had never thought of romantically, suddenly they became so much more than that to you. They haven't really changed, the only thing that has is your perception. Now, most people's initial attraction comes from how someone looks. Then over time, that attraction can disappear, or it can grow, depending on their personality and the uniqueness. So if we stick with that friend example, at the beginning, you were not attracted to this friend by their looks. So you never thought of them as anything more than just a friend. Then, as you got to know them, you grew to find that their personality was actually pretty damn attractive. Now, this is how attraction can develop even after being friends for quite a long time. It's a process that has been named in psychology as slow love. This next tip is my favorite one of today's video, and that is to try using mindfulness. Now, you might be asking yourself, okay, so how can being mindful actually get me with a girl? Makes no sense. Well, it actually can, and I'm sure you know. Maintaining an element of mindfulness at the beginning of a relationship is important, but when you are around a girl that you like, mindfulness can actually help increase attractiveness. Now get this. In 2015, a study was conducted which showed that women found men were more attractive when they were involved in a conversation instead of not saying very much. Basically, it's important to be mindful of the girl that you are on a date with and make sure that you talk to your date quite a lot, but don't let her feel that you are taking the show. Just don't be silent as well, because you think it might make you look cool, but it really doesn't. So speak up and she will actually find you way more attractive. What's up with love at first sight? Love at first sight is something that we have all read or seen in movies. It's something we hear about and some people do experience it. Other people, though, don't believe it's actually a real thing. Now, a study conducted in 2017 found that men are more likely to experience love at first sight instead of the ladies. Now, this is surprising when you think most of the characters that we have seen in movies experiencing love at first sight are actually women. 400 men and women were asked how they felt immediately after meeting potential dates. While the women needed more time to develop feelings, the men said that they felt a fluttering feeling inside of them immediately and for more than one woman. The researchers were unsure why this was, but did note that women are more selective when picking a partner than guys are. Try emotional contagion. Emotional contagion is when your emotions trigger an emotion within someone else, like the girl that you are dating. Imagine it as if she can feel what you feel, so if you are sad, she's going to be sad. If you are happy, she's going to be happy. Now, this can work against you. If you approach a girl that you are attracted to and you are feeling very nervous, then she might start to feel nervous as well. It will be, well, a very awkward encounter for the both of you. Now, if you approach a girl, though, and you are feeling confident, then that strong feeling of attraction builds on that confidence, and this will rub off onto her. So it's very much worth remembering this before you next approach a girl. Next up, try social proof. Social proof is when a group around you influences how you feel about something. The idea being that if someone else likes it, well, why shouldn't you? This can help you with girls, but how? Well, if enough people around her are talking about you and enjoy spending time with you, eventually she's going to think, what is all this fuss about? She wants to spend more time with you to find out how amazing you are based on everyone else's opinions. So try being more of a social butterfly and growing those friendship circles. This does take some confidence, but I promise it can really improve your life on so many levels. You will stumble upon a girl who will want some social proof and will want to go on a date with you. If you are ready for a challenge, then you need to release some oxytocin, which is also known as the love hormone. Oxytocin is the hormone that allows people to form bonds and grow attachments to another person. This is the hormone that women have in large amounts after they give birth, and it allows them to form a bond with their new baby. Now, the hormone also applies to couples falling in love. When you feel as though you love another person, it's because that oxytocin is present. You can release this hormone through physical touch, by touching a girl's shoulder or hugging them, which can also create that strong attraction. Try a status trigger. The Journal of Psychology and Sexuality conducted some research and found that women are more likely to like a man with status and money. It makes the girl feel as though if they were to become serious, he would be able to look after her and any future children. Now, one of the biggest indicators of status is leadership. So if you can tell a girl about one time when you led a group or about your job, which includes leadership skills, she is much more likely to develop an attraction to you. Now, this is called a status trigger. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.